Today's scripture reading comes from Hebrews 11, 13 to 16. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they were looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country that they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated.
Good morning, church. Last year, Canada added how many more people, immigrants, to our country? 1 million. Last year, we added 1 million. We have a population of how many? Okay, 40 million people. We added 1 million people, immigrants, to our country. While a lot of the other industrialized countries, their population actually declined. In 2021, 23% of Canadians, of people living in Canada, are actually not born here. So when I look down here, I think probably half of you are probably immigrants, not born here. The other half are born here, like my son, and a lot of you. But even the ones who are born here, probably your parents are immigrants. Came from Asia. So Canada is a country of immigrants. So a lot of us, like myself, was not born here. We travel here. We look for a better place. Chinese, as a people, it seems that we travel around the world. No matter where I go for work, for business, there's always a Chinese restaurant. One time I went to, Germany, the most northern part of Germany is where the North Sea is. There's a very little town. There actually nobody even speaks English there. And I found a Chinese restaurant there. It's very interesting. So Chinese scatter all over the world. We are truly a race of immigrants. We migrate to different places. If you look at the Bible, Israel, the Israelites, look at especially the Old Testament, they are also a people of immigration, travelers, migrants. They travel everywhere around the world. And from the Israelites, we can learn there's a purpose when God brings us to a foreign land, to a different place. If given the option, probably, I'm talking about the ones who were not born here, we probably prefer to be at our home country, our homeland, where we don't have to learn a new language. I came when I was a teen, so I had to learn English. I'm not as fortunate as the ones who were born here. And the ones for older ones, seniors who came here, they probably never have the opportunity to really master the language. When we look at the Israelites, people bring them, scatter them all around the world. And there's a purpose for them. We can look at the Abraham in Genesis 12. God called Abraham to leave his hometown, his home place, to a new place, give him a new promise. When we look at the Exodus, when the Israelites were in Egypt under bondage, God brought them out of slavery into a new land of freedom. We're all familiar with the story of Ruth and Naomi from the book of Ruth. And we learn that they, after their husbands die, they move to a new place for a better living. We read the history of Israelites, the Babylonian exile and return. The people have to return back to Jerusalem to rebuild their country. Even in the New Testament time, we see that the followers of Jesus, because of persecution, they have to leave their home place. They have to be scattered. But through their dispersion, the gospel was spread out. So there is a purpose when God moves us from one place to another. For the ones who are born here, I said, what place I born here? I'm happy to be here. But that God also has a reason for you to be here. God called Abraham to leave his place. Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. When God called Abraham to leave his hometown, his home country, there is a better place for him. There's a purpose, a reason, a new nation, a new country. Not only a new country, not only a new place, a better place, but I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I will bless those who you bless, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So it's more than just a new country. When I moved to Canada many decades ago, Vancouver wasn't that exciting. Still not very exciting. But it wasn't that exciting in those days. And if you want to eat any Chinese food in those days, now there are many places you can go on Kingsway and Night Street. There's lots of Chinese restaurants. But in those days, when I first came, the only place you can eat Chinese food is in Chinatown. So outside Chinatown, there's no Chinese groceries, nothing. It wasn't that exciting a place when I first came. And that's when all the buses are actually electric. It's interesting. When I first came, people said, how come all these, all trolley buses, they are electric? I mean, they're so out of days, you know, no one use electric buses anymore. Now we're talking about electric vehicles. God promised Abraham a great place, a great country. Not only that, not only a great country that he's going to inherit, but also a blessed people. It's more than just a place, but it's the people. People, all the people on earth will be blessed through you. So if you're immigrant here, what is the purpose of you being here? Why did God bring you here? I think for a lot of the older parents especially, you came here because of your children. So all the younger ones here, you do remember you're blessed today in Canada because your parents, they sacrificed a lot. They came here so that you can have a better living. That's the reason why my parents moved here. Not because they like this place, because they want a better future for their children. But what's the purpose for the rest of us here? God has a purpose for all of us. You may think that I'm not an immigrant. I'm not a sojourner, like the Bible calls. I'm born here. But as we read on, you will find that we are all sojourners. We are all travelers, even in Canada. There's a divine calling and purpose for each one of us to be even in this country. If you are travelers, immigrants here, I'm sure you have experienced God's calling. There's a reason why God called you here. There's a spiritual growth and transformation. I became a Christian when I was in second year university. If I stayed in Hong Kong, I don't know if I ever become a Christian. I don't know. I don't really know. But I came here. I got an opportunity to receive the gospel when I was in university. And now today I'm a pastor. I'm not sure. I don't know what I will be if I'm still in Hong Kong. God give us an opportunity to be submissive, obedience, redemption, deliverance. When Abraham was called to a new place, verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Well, when I came, I know that I'm going to Canada. But when Abraham, he doesn't know where he was going. God called him by faith. We came to, a lot of us, moved to Canada because this is a better place from the place where we were born, we came from. Canada, we have good job opportunities here, better than a lot of the countries. We have a top-notch education system here. 56% of the people here have a post-high school, college education. We have a universal health care. It's a good health care as long as you can wait for your turn, get your appointment. We have a multicultural emphasis here, that each cultural group is being respected. It's relatively safe here. And we have a very stable political system here. We're ranked at the top five in the world as in the democracy index. We have a relatively transparent democracy system. We're the top five in the world. You may not realize that. We have a thriving economy. I just read this week that in 2023, they rank the world's economy, the largest world economy system. Canada's rank number 8. We have 2.2 trillion of economic power. We rank at number 8, even though we only have 40 million people. So this is a place of milk and honey. But this is the place that God want us to be complacent with, to be happy in. When I first left my home country, I wasn't quite sure how Vancouver was like in those days. Today, Vancouver is a well-known international city, but when I first came, it wasn't. When Abraham was called by God, he did not know where he was going. He left his home country by faith. God led us here. Are we following him by faith? Do you know where you're going? In May, we went to Japan. All my vacation trips was planned by Cynthia and Sibo. So there's no difference. And all I have to do is just show up, bring my credit cards. And most of the time, I don't really know where I'm going. So we spent almost 3 weeks in Japan. Cynthia and my sister planned that everything. Which train, what time we have to be in, what platform. And if you have been to Japan, you know that it sometimes it's not as easy to find your station and the time of your train. And I just follow her at a certain time, at a certain platform. 12:55, you just step onto that rail, the door will open. You know, the train will be there. But because I have faith in Cynthia. Abraham, he left. He did not know where he was going. But by faith, he just followed God. We have to follow God. We are all sojourners. And by faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob. All his life, even after Abraham settled down in Canaan, he still lived in tents. He never built castles, house. He always lived in tents because he always see himself as a sojourner, travelers, even though after he settled down in Canaan. So as a sojourner, as a traveler, you travel light. Right? Abraham traveled light. He always have to move around. He's looking for that promised land, the promised country. He always see that even he settled down in Canaan, it is still a foreign land. That's not where God has promised him to be his eternal home. So he dwells in tents. I don't know how many of us feel like that we are still in tents because it's so expensive to buy a place in Vancouver. We still have to stay with our parents. So sometimes we feel like we are still living in tents. We have to rent. So when you live, when you are traveling, when you are a sojourner, aliens, you travel light. That's the topic of my sermon today. When we went to Japan, because we had to go to so many places by trains, by buses, so I was told by Simo, travel light. So each person can only allow to carry one small luggage, not even two, only one. Because some of the trains, if you have a large luggage, even in a train, you need to have reserved seats. You cannot just pick a huge luggage and then put it in storage there. You need to have reserved seats. And we do not want to reserve seats because that they will take time and we're not sure we can make reservations. So we all travel light in a small luggage because we are travelers. We did not plan to stay in Japan forever or live there. When you are a sojourner, travelers, you travel light. When Jesus sent the disciples out, he instructed them that they should take nothing for their journey except a mere staff. No bread, no bag, no money in the belt. I'm not suggesting you do that today. But what Jesus was trying to teach his disciples, you travel light and rely on me to provide. We are sojourners on this earth. Even in Canada, even though we have all settled, even though you are born here, I'm not a traveler, I'm not an immigrant, but on this earth, we are all sojourners. In the Old Testament, it is sold that in the New Testament is also. Dear friends, I urge you, even in the New Testament, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. This concept, idea, that even in the New Testament time, they no longer have to move around in exile, like the Babylonian exile. But yet, they always, the followers of Jesus, believers of Jehovah, they always see that this land, on this land, we are all, not just the immigrants from Asia, even the ones who were born in Canada, we are all foreigners, exiles, sojourners, because this is not our promised land. Even though Canada is a place of milk and honey, even though we complain about a lot of things here, but this is still one of the best, always rated one of the best places to live in the world. That's because we have never traveled out of Canada. Once you see the other country, other places, you realize that this is a place of milk and honey. And yet, even though we are all settled down here, but we are still foreigners and sojourners. This is not our homeland. While we are sojourners on this place, we have to live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear, fear of God. Just because we are sojourners, travelers, doesn't mean that we can fool around, do things because we don't have to be accountable for. Sometimes people, when they go on business trips, traveling, touring different countries, sometimes they do silly things that they would not do at home among their friends. So God reminded us, even though on this earth we are travelers, we still have to have a heart of the fear of God, reverent fear. While we are here, we have to love other people, because everybody is a sojourner. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as the native amongst you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So God is telling the Israelite people, at one time you were traveling, sojourners, you were exiles, from Egypt. So you have to treat the other travelers well. We are a country of immigrants, and our church is definitely a church of immigrants. Almost 100% of the members from the other 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we have 4 congregations besides English, because we have at the Saturday afternoon Cantonese worship, which started yesterday. So all the other congregations, they are all immigrants. And a lot of us here are immigrants. Our parents, our grandparents are immigrants. We are an immigrant church. And God has a purpose for us serving here in an immigrant church. A lot of the other Caucasian churches, they're trying really hard, actually, to expand the ministry to serve the immigrants. And yet, we are an immigrant church. So we should see this as God's purpose. There's a purpose for us to be here. There's a reason why God put us here, so that we can serve other immigrants, children of the immigrants, grandchildren of the immigrants. We have to love them as ourselves, because we are also travelers, sojourners. We got to love them. Last week, Simo invited a group of Cantonese youth from the other congregation for a lunch. These are all Hong Kong newcomers. So Cynthia told me that she asked one youth to come to a lunch, and she asked why you invited me to a lunch. And I said, well, normally when someone invites you for a lunch, you just say, what are we going to eat? Or when is it? You don't ask why. So I said, okay, next time when someone asks you why you invite me for lunch, just say that I love you. We have to love the other sojourners. God put us through this experience as a immigrant, a newcomer to this country, or our parents are immigrants, so that we know better how to love them, to help them out. Last year, there were 800,000 international students studying in Canada. 800,000, almost a million international students studying in Canada. We only have 40 million people. Almost a million international students studying in Canada. It's always my heart that we can reach out to international students. I always ask God to open the door so that our church can serve them. Because they are sojourners. They are newcomers to this land. And study has shown that it's 10 times easier to lead a Japanese to Christ when the Japanese is outside his country, Japan. When they are outside their country, it's a great opportunity for us to bring them the gospel. We are sojourners. We have to help the new immigrants, not just new immigrants from Asia. If God gives us the opportunity, we have to help all immigrants, the children of the immigrants. Last week, I met three of the students who used to study here 30 years ago. They came back to visit Vancouver and visit me. They asked me if I still remember them. I said, of course I remember you. I said that we came here to study 30 years ago from Hong Kong, and we accepted Christ here. We are baptized here, returned back to Hong Kong, and served the church. Abraham always see himself as a sojourner. He's looking for that city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God, not man built, not the skytrain that we build, not the towers, high-rise building that we build. Abraham is looking for something beyond the humans. Building is built by God. Abraham is looking for something that is far away, that he was never able to see in his life. All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance. They can sense that, they can see that far, far away. And having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on this earth, they know that this promised land, they will never be able to reach when they were on earth. But they can sense this. They can see this far away. So that's why they see that they are travelers. We are all travelers, even if you were born here. Not just the ones coming from outside the countries. We are all sojourners because this earth, this place, is not our home. For those who say such things, make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. What is this country? Where is this country? But as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them, for us, for all of us who believe in him. We are sojourners, but we are not lost. In the movie, Lord of the Rings, there was one saying, not all who wander are lost. We are wandering on this earth. We are sojourners. But we are not lost. As long as you found Christ, Christ is our light of our path. He guides us when we are on this earth. We are looking for this better place. This better place describes in Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there's no longer any sea. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer be any death. Isn't death the most horrible things in our life? Not your death, because you are not dead yet, but the death of our loved ones. There will be no longer be any mourning. During the COVID, I've been to many funerals. A lot of the funerals are restricted to a certain number. But pastors are allowed to officiate to join. Just this week, I've been to a funeral. Or crying or pain, the first thing have passed away. Why are we looking for this promised land on earth where there are sickness, mourning, sadness, crying, pain? And in heaven, this new place, none of this will be there. This will be figuratively. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. I don't think this is really gold in heaven, because gold has become irrelevant. This is a spiritual heaven. But the author of Revelation here is using a figure of speech. Because on earth, gold is most valuable, almost most valuable. But the author is trying to say that the most valuable thing that he can use to describe is gold. So he's describing that this heaven is so beautiful, like gold on earth. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine on it. For the glory of God has illumined, and it's the Lamb. The Lamb is the Lamb. We'll be with God forever. Isn't this beautiful? Amen? So that quiet there. Isn't this the country that we are all longing for? This is what Abraham is longing for. And he knows that on this earth, he will never be able to find this. So he looked from far away, this promised land, by faith. So he sees that this earth journey is temporary. He's longing by faith, this promised land. We have tasted a little bit of this heaven when we are in church with brothers and sisters. This is a preview, a trailer of what to come. That's why you need to come to church. We experience this fellowship, this Christ's love among others. Christ's love is exercised through the believers. We cannot see God on earth, but we can feel God's love through the love of the one sitting next to you or among you. We experience God's love through God's people. When we come to church, we experience God's love through the people. And this is just a taste. It's not a perfect love because we are not perfect. That's why we sometimes still argue in church. We still fight. But this is a preview of what to come in heaven. So you better come here and experience this. Otherwise, when you get to heaven, you will find very uncomfortable there because you don't get used to it. You become a newbie there. This is what's to come. And we are sojourners on this earth. Let's travel light. Not hold on to these temporal things on earth. Look on this eternal city. I'm sure you have all watched this movie, Ice Age. It's about this squirrel, Scratch. So about the whole movie, he's looking for this acorn. He wants to eat this acorn. That's his life goal. So the whole movie about him trying to eat this acorn. And then he has a near-death experience. He quote-unquote died. His heart probably stopped. So the squirrel went to heaven. And then he walked through this golden gate, the heaven of squirrels. Wow, and then you see that the whole heaven is full of acorns everywhere. Wow, this is my kind of heaven. And then the squirrel Scratch saw this gigantic acorn of all acorns. And then he just went banana. He's going to want to go and get this acorn of acorns, this huge acorns. And then something happened to him. So that seems like funny. But we are even funnier. We're just the opposite of this squirrel. We have already tasted how sweet the love of Christ is. But yet, we are not looking forward to be with Christ. We're hanging on to the acorns on earth. When this girl, when he tasted how the heaven of squirrel is like, he doesn't want to be back to the ice age. He doesn't want to be back on earth again. He's actually mad at this guy, this law, by saving his life. Brother, sister, are we like Abraham? We're looking forward to this promised land where there's no tears, no cancer, no COVID, no sadness. When we focus our eyes on that, we would not be troubled by things around us. We will travel light. If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next, the apostles themselves, because their minds were occupied with heaven. Let's pray. Father, help our mind to be occupied with heaven. Let the switch of your love remind us how sweet it is, how beautiful it is when we are with you forever, face to face, one day. Help all of us to travel light on this earth, as we are all sojourners and strangers on this earth. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.